be 41 years, I guess, in January that I'll have since I started at RBW back in 1982, and you know, it's been a great 41 years. I've really enjoyed it. Worked with a lot of great people, really good company. That's family owned, really. It's a public company, but family owned. And you know, just have really enjoyed it. But it's you know, it's time after 41 years. It's time to I guess step away and you know, do some other things and spend time with the family and maybe travel a bit and travel for pleasure. I've been traveling a lot business wise for quite a few years, which is which becomes a little bit tiring after a while.
Brian, how long ago was 1982, or how quick ago was 1982?
That's funny. Sometimes it seems like a long, long time ago, and then other times it doesn't seem like very long ago at all. It was funny. I got a note from John Penner, who also worked at RBW for many, many years and retired a few years ago, and he sent me a note reminding me of my first day at RBW. He was the person who did the orientation and walked me around the plant, and I remember it very vividly. So when I think of that, it doesn't seem like that long ago. But then when I think of all the things that have happened from 1982 to now, both from a work standpoint and a personal standpoint, it does seem like a long, long time. So kind of mixed feelings with that.
Understandably so. Last couple of questions for Brian Reed. This is totally unfair on my part, Brian, but over the course of that time, is there a moment, an event, a business activity that stands out far and above the others in your eye and your view and perspective from the position that you started with to where you are now?
I guess if I had to pick one, it would probably be an acquisition that we did back in 2012, where we acquired six printing plants basically right across Canada from our largest competitor, and we actually sold them three of our plants in Latin America, and they sold us their platform essentially in Canada. And that was kind of game changing for us in terms of giving us a pretty significant competitive advantage in terms of a really national platform that would allow us to serve a lot of the larger customers in Canada. So that was a highlight during my career, I guess.
During all of your travels, Owen Sound has remained your home base. Can you put into words possibly how important RBW and Transcontinental is to the city of Owen Sound?
I think it's important. I think it's definitely an important part of Transcontinental's platform, and the corporation has invested in equipment and technology to make sure that the plant stays, you know, as state of the art as possible. And I think in terms of the people, it provides a lot of stable employment for the employees there, and obviously that benefits the community as a whole. And it's a real testament to the people, because RBW was founded in Owen Sound in 1853. So the only way a business can last that long in the same business, like being a printing business all of those years, is because the people are willing to adapt to the changing market conditions and all those things in order to do what they need to do to properly serve the market. So I think that's a real testament to the people that work at RBW now and all of the people that have worked there in the past.
And finally, Brian, everything has to end at some point or another. Why is now the right time for Brian Reed?
I just thought it was after the pandemic, it was going to start to be that all of the traveling again, and it's an age factor, to be honest, but I'll be 63 in December, and you look at, how many years are you going to have where you can still do some things, you have your health, that you're able to travel and do some things that you want to do, and so just kind of felt like the right time for me.
Well, Brian, congratulations. There's a lot to be proud of here, and again, our congratulations. Thanks for this.
Okay, thanks, Fred.